Former residents of Hirshhorn Avenue are expressing profound dissatisfaction regarding their treatment by the property management company representing the landlord. Additionally, they are notably displeased with the response of Elliott Lake Fire Services to the fire that devastated their apartment complex on December 12, 2024, as well as the handling of their lives and property during this crisis. Elliott Lake today organized an informal meeting with 9 of the displaced tenants to gain further insight into the events that transpired on that fateful day. According to Joseph Lacasse, a former resident of Hirshhorn Avenue, it was not the fire department that evacuated the occupants, as previously reported. "I was the one running around, banging on doors to let people know about the fire. I pulled the fire alarm, and another tenant called 911. There wasn't any automated alarm going off, no smoke detectors working, and no sprinklers activated. The only time anyone heard the fire alarm was after I pulled it, and it was not very loud, so the folks in the basement could barely hear it." Elliott Lake today inquired about the fire safety system that was implemented, specifically addressing the frequent malfunctions observed. In response, Lacasse described the system as shoddy. When asked for clarification, he said, "I would assert that it did not operate consistently." Calvin and Ellen Miller, former tenants, reported having observed a significant number of non-compliance orders issued due to the malfunctioning fire safety system. "I have witnessed many orders, some of which were affixed to the doors of each tenant," said Calvin Miller. The Millers resided on Hirshhorn Avenue for over a decade. The premises were in a state of considerable disrepair. Lacasse also expressed his disapproval of the deteriorating conditions of the building. He provided photographs of the interior prior to the fire. The images depict missing floorboards and peeling paint on the walls and ceiling in his apartment. Fire Department Issues. Former tenant Benjamin Wilkes expressed his indignation towards the local fire department. "What troubled us most was the absence of appropriate equipment and the apparent levity displayed by the responders," he said. The fire ignited at approximately 1:30 p.m., and while the fire department arrived within 20 minutes, the essential equipment did not arrive until 3:30 p.m., having been sourced from Blind River, said the former tenant. "At one point it appeared as though the firefighters were merely gathered around a large campfire, engaged in laughter and storytelling, while we helplessly witnessed our home being consumed by flames," Wilkes added. The tenants were also astonished when the firefighters declared the all-clear for both sides of the apartment complex, only to witness an individual emerge several minutes later. The response team announced the all-clear for both sides of the apartment complex. Approximately 15 to 20 minutes later, a gentleman exited, covered in soot from the fire, remarked the residents. At that moment, no ambulance was present at the scene. The man immediately entered the fire truck, where the personnel provided him with assistance. Ruth Baker, also a tenant, said, "The fire department's response was not the best, that's for sure. Once they actually started doing things, it was too late and it felt like we were watching a controlled burn. They were just letting it burn down." Treatment by property management. Kim Sanford, a resident of the apartment in question, conveyed her discontent with the property management company. "The most distressing aspect of losing my home is that the landlord manages numerous other apartments in the area, yet they have been unable to accommodate us at the same rental rate we were previously paying," Sanford said. "As a long-term tenant, I had anticipated that we would be automatically reassigned to one of these units, however, I was informed that we needed to submit a new application. Given our status as existing tenants, this situation is particularly disheartening." Similarly, Lacasse was presented with the opportunity to relocate to another apartment at a rental rate that was double his current payment. He was also asked to complete a new application and was informed of an additional transfer fee. "I was paying just over $600 per month, and now the property management is requesting $1,200. Where is their compassion?" Lacasse said. "There is a notable absence of compassion from the landlord and the building management. It is reprehensible that such greed is exhibited at our expense," stated Miller. Each tenant who was offered an opportunity to apply for alternative accommodations was required to pay double their current rent. Several tenants outright refused, with Wilkes commenting, "Given the condition of the property and the inadequacy of the fire safety system, why would I wish to reside in another one of their units?" Elliot Lake today reached out to the property management company engaged by the owners of Hirshhorn Avenue to inquire about the possibility of offering the former tenants alternative accommodations within the properties they oversee. A local representative from Platinum Properties Ontario Corporation, identified only as Paul, declined to provide his surname and stated, "I refuse to answer any questions from the media," further adding, "I cannot confirm or deny whether they were offered other accommodations." He directed all inquiries to the parent company located in Vancouver, BC for further information. However, the parent company was not available for comment. Additionally, Elliot Lake today made inquiries to the Elliot Lake Fire Department regarding the recent fire incident. Unfortunately, Fire Chief John Thomas was not available to respond to questions at this time. It is hoped that he will address inquiries upon his return to duty. As the former residents continue to grapple with the aftermath of the fire, their dissatisfaction with both the property management company and local fire services raises critical questions about accountability and safety standards in residential buildings. With many now displaced and seeking answers, the community's resolve to ensure that such negligence does not occur again is palpable. Residents are calling for a thorough investigation into the fire safety protocols of their former home and the emergency response that failed them on that tragic day.